You can tell us what to wear. You think that you're better. Well, you better get ready. Bow to the man. You are about to embark on a journey into the darkest parts of humanity. Life, death, and the other side. Have no fear, you are not alone. Others are coming with you. Others who, just like you, are about to go beyond the threshold. Are you ready? Well, then let's go. B.T.T.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this edition, episode 49 of Beyond the Threshold. I am your host, Gary Blackheart, and for the most part, tonight is going to be a pretty awesome event. And hopefully, each and every one of you will be able to enjoy it, one and all. So glad that you could attend this evening. I appreciate everybody showing up. And this, again, is our 49th episode. Now, I wanted to do something unique on the show for all of our listeners, and after a little bit of coaxing by a few, and much deliberation, and caffeine, and ice cream, and hesitating, and dragging on, and so on, and blah, 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 I felt it would be a really, really cool idea to take all of you on a wee bit of a field trip this evening. In other words, BTT is going to be going on a guided meditation. That's right. It's a type of trance-like state that the one goes into while following the sounds and directions that they are being given. Now, in order to do this thing justice, we have to first collect a few things and prepare a few things. So, after the first song, which I hope that will put everybody in a calming type of mood, we'll gather, sort, set up, and then take a wild ride together. So stay tuned. I'm going to be experiencing some audio difficulties the past couple weeks. Otherwise, the past couple week, this week. So, please forgive me. We had one where we were going to release the episode, and then it just went completely mute, and half the recording was not done completely. So it was not, didn't air properly. So please forgive me on that. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to try to do this tonight without any fail. Okay. So this is Wings of Steel by Collide.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back. That was Collide with Wings of Steel here on BTT. Now, due to the nature of tonight's show, there's going to be limited musical interludes, save for the ones that I've selected that will go along with this journey that we are all about to take. Now, what you are going to actually need is simple and is very easy to acquire. For starters, wear comfortable clothing, as well you will be in one position for an extended period of time. And unless you prefer to be constantly distracted by wedgies and the like, you'll be wanting to wearing loose fitting, relaxed clothing that you would curl up and read in a book, you know, read a book or to watch a movie or cozy up next to your wife or husband, you know, just to chill out. Next, you're going to need a space that you can either sit upright or lay down, whichever you feel the most comfortable with meditating. If this is your first time meditating, the best position to be in my opinion, would be laying down on your back with the head under your pillow and palms facing downward or upward as flat as they can at your sides. And a lot of us can't do that because because of our tension in our hands from the things that we do during the day, our hands crumple up. I know as an EMT, as a firefighter, I try to, you know, I've tried several times to get my hands to completely flatten out, and because of where I'm constantly using my hands to lift and move and operate my equipment, my hands actually scrunch up. And that is an example of physical stress. It's a determining factor of physical stress. So practice that a couple of times before you do the actual meditation, just to relax and put your hands out. And as you're releasing the stress, you'll notice that your hands will be a little bit easier to go palms down. Now, next to last, you're going to need a candle. Now, any random candle will do. And honestly, but if there is a particular candle you feel most at ease using, go right ahead. Me, I prefer to use like a black candle or white candle. Black symbolizing death, white symbolizing life, or something combining the two. And this candle will be serving as it's like a focal point from which we will begin our exercise. Now, last but not least, you're going to need to bring you. No. The other you. Not you that was at work all day busting their ass. Not you that was at home raising their kids and working all day at the home office. The you that you are inside, you know? The one that woke up not too long ago and is wondering, working all day, you know, the you that's deep inside of you. You know, the one that woke up inside of you not too long ago and is wandering around your psyche wanting to take a turn in the hectic life that you live to calm you the fuck down and bring you to center. Yeah, that guy. Bring that dude or dudette. Bring that person. Bring you. Basically, you want to walk into this free of the labors of the day for just a brief amount of time and give yourself the present itself of time, the gift of time. After all, you, me, we all deserve it. So let's get started, shall we? First, we're going to need that silly thing called breathing under control. Now, trust me, where we are going, you're not going to need it as much as you think. Yeah, I know your show requires it, but, you know, who doesn't? But after slowing it down, you might just realize how important quality is over quantity. So, for the next few moments, I would like for you to begin by sitting comfortably or laying down, whichever you prefer, and lighting your candle and begin to breathe yourself down and focusing just on the candle as you're breathing yourself down, counting backwards from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And as you continue to keep repeating the countdown, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you are breathing and counting, I want you to try to envision the stresses of the day that you have gone through as layers of clothing that you simply have no use for. And starting at the head with the multitude of hats that you may wear from hour to hour doing the daily things that you do, begin to take each one off until there is no more. Repeating this with the upper clothing, and then the shoes, and then the socks, and then the lower clothing, until it's just you, comfortable in your own skin, the outfit that suits you the most. And I want you to take that stress, all of the stresses of that day, all of the clothing that you've taken off, and the energies and the negative vibrations that have been filling you, and I want you to take this into your candle, and bring it all directly towards your candle. And I want you to slowly extinguish the candle. Blow it out. In. Out. And blow out the candle. And continue to keep breathing. In. And out. And now, as you see yourself in that skin suit that you now possess, the you that you can finally see that's deep down inside underneath all those layers, you begin to notice that the air around you is starting to become incredibly light, a clarity of breath that you are no longer used to, with a slight hint of lavender and jasmine and pine wafting around from time to time and coming from the direction of a small forest just beyond the field you are standing in. Oh, you didn't notice the field because of the focus on your skin, but that's all right. It feels great to be in this field, with poppies all around you, the shining sun upon you with just enough brightness to reveal the beauty around you. And as you continue to breathe, you begin to feel yourself being pulled towards this small forest. At first, through just a slow walk, and then, as you get a little closer, a brisk jog, getting faster as you breach the tree line and into an all-out sprint, jumping fallen logs and dodging trees not yet taken by their age. Faster and faster you go, breathing in and breathing out. Breezing through the forest, swift as a very wind you are breathing in and out. And as you race through, you notice everything around you. Everything, all the vibrant colors and all the sounds of the forest, and the sounds of the thickets and the sounds of the animals scurrying about the forest, crunching the leaves under their feet, the birds flying along beside you, wondering just what you are doing, yet not really concerned with another flying thing in the forest, the various types of flora and fauna shaking and breezing and knocking back and forth in the wind, singing their own tune and communicating with each other as you're racing by them, all suddenly blurring themselves into this watercolor splash of greens and browns and oranges and reds. And as you continue to breathe and race through the forest, you see before you what appears to be a small clearing in the woods, in the small forest that you are in. And as you approach at a blinding speed now, you cannot stop. You're breathing in and breathing out and pushing yourself further and faster. You realize that this isn't a clearing at all, but a cliff. And before you realize that you must stop, you don't want to, and you leap. As you've leapt, I want you to take this moment to feel the freedom of being away from the ground. The weightlessness of it all. And as you do this, as you realize you've just leapt off the cliff and are not falling, you begin to find yourself soaring above the earth. Above the animals and the flora and fauna and the waters and the fields and the poppies and the wooded areas and the thickets and everyone around you and even the earth itself. And I want you to now to have a little bit of fun with flight, ascending and diving, spiraling and speeding about and hovering still. take this moment as you hear music playing. For some reason, this music is playing in the background. To have some fun with flight, and I want to see where it takes you. And as you are flying about, you begin to feel the urge to fly higher than you never, ever thought possible. You have no need of this thing called Earth anymore, and you want to explore. Hell, you've already tackled flight. Let's see what else is out there. And as you ascend upwards through the skies above us, the various atmospheric changes and changes in the hues of color hurtling past you, and as you rocket yourself forward, upward and onward, you ascend well above the earth itself, and into the vastness of space itself, past the moon and the planets, hurtling past you at light speed. First the solar system itself bids you farewell, then the galaxy, and then three or four more galaxies. And now, as you are out, above, beyond everything and everyone, and approaching the apex of your journey, take a moment out here in the universe and just soak it all in. The billions of stars and planets and galaxies, every possible color coming from these galaxies that you could think of, the awe, the humbling massiveness of it all. And here you are in the very universe, amongst the stars you wished upon, amongst the comets you tried very hard to spot, the planets you tried even harder and more frequently tried to find, and now here they are in front of you in all their glory and majesty. And while you're out here, at this time, in this space, I want you to think of a question. One question that you have been dying to ask the universe, God, the goddess, the great spirit or deity you believe in. That one question that has been burning through your brain from time to time throughout your life. And I want you to, as you are out there in the universe, and because it seems like a pretty good time as any, I want you to ask this question in the universe that you are floating in, to the universe that you are floating in. Take a moment and ask yourself that question now. Now that you've asked the question, and hopefully you have received your answer, as your guide, I must regrettably inform you that you have to return to the planet you call home. So, taking that long flight back to where this all began may seem itself a bit of a drag. And since you were capable of flying at light speed, let's speed things up just a little bit faster. And in 3, 2, 1, poof, there you are, right back in that field, breathing, standing upright or laying down, breathing in and out, feeling electrifying or peaceful or happy or sad or pissed off. Whatever the case, and then breathe in and out, and continue to keep doing this as you see that it's time to leave this place of peace and wonder and begin to return to the world of work and family and the daily grind, back to bills and traffic jams, back to jammy Dodgers and baked beans, back to tea on a porch on a hot day, but now with an answered question, and at your own speed, I want you to slowly come back and bring yourself to awareness, and when we come back from the break, I will explain what I hope has just happened. This is Blackmore's Night with Under a Violet Moon. We'll be right back. Alrighty, welcome back to BTT. So, how was your trip? I hope you enjoyed this, one of my first attempts at what is called a guided meditation. Now, what exactly it is, you see, normal meditations are usually done solo, meaning that, like, you, the listener, are taking that time for just for you, by yourself, and are attempting by yourself to relax your mind, reflect on something that matters to you, and then hoping that all goes well. Now, as you're doing all this, it's we hope that you come out of the meditation refreshed and renewed. The big difference between a solo meditation and a guided meditation is who's painting the picture for you. Essentially, who is guiding you? When I was working with you, the listeners, I was acting as a guide or a psychopomp, but giving you a canvas or a narrative or painting the scenery for you, walking you through certain actions while your mind receives the instructions and begins to paint on its own what your version of the picture is. It's absolutely going to be different for everyone, and that's largely due to the fact that as an individual entities, we all have our versions of what the dream state actually looks like. Concurrently, this was a specific guided meditation designed to increase your energy and awareness levels, allowing you to take full advantage of those amped up energies and emotions to learn something, such as when you were out there amongst the universe. There are other meditations, such as the Rite of the Seven Gates or the Druid's Walk, that can take you to a specific place for a specific reason, and often designed to allow you to learn a particular lesson about yourself during the awakening of your spiritual self. That being said, as this was my first time speaking as a guide, I can say as someone who has gone through both the Rite of and the Druid's Walk and many others, that the benefits of meditations are enormous. They allow for a greater sense of clarity, reflection, and a deeper connection with what is deep within each and every one of us. As that, well, now that actually concludes our 49th episode of Beyond the Threshold. And as it has finished that, my thoughts lean towards our 50th show. Yeah, 50 shows. Blows your mind, doesn't it? It's been an awesome feeling for me, as I have had a lot of fun along the way, learning right along with each of you as we take this journey together through the lesser-known parts of humanity. But see, here's the thing with episode 50. It hasn't been written yet. Yeah, that's right. I'm really stumped for a show topic that's fitting for the Big 5-0, and I was kind of wondering what you, the listeners, would like to hear on the show. Now, I know I've asked this in the past, and I've had some responses, but it seems like we're not getting the response. We want to reach out and want to really, really hear from you guys. So here's what I want to do. I want to do an episode all about you, the listeners. That's right, the listeners, all of you. But in order to do that, I'm going to need input from you. So here's what you can do for me. Our Facebook page, the fan page for Beyond the Threshold, it's like a community. When you look up on Facebook, you can actually look up and you'll see Beyond the Threshold and it'll say community, okay? And if you go and do a search for Beyond the Threshold, I can damn near guarantee you'll find us. All right, it's been up and running for quite some time. It's got a small following to it, but I'm pretty sure, you know, with word of mouth being spread out, you guys can, you know, get some more listeners in here. And when you do it, I want you to hit the like button. When you find Beyond the Threshold, I want you to hit the like button. And after you do so, you will have the chance to send BTT a message. Now in that message, feel free to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you liked about a show so far, what you would like to see in the future, if there's any things that you could do to improve on the show, or any ideas that you might have. If you would like to hear a certain song played during a show, or add that in with the message. If you want somebody to be interviewed, give me their contact information, and I'll just do what I can to try and get the interview sketch set up. Now, I'm going to be giving you this some time for this. I'd say about a week or so, or a little bit more. And once I get, and we'll be notifying everybody through our Facebook fan page. And once I have enough entries to do on the show, we'll begin pre-production of episode 50. And when 50 finally releases, as I continue to keep collecting, when 50 finally releases, you will be hearing about you and other listeners. That's all about you. The show, the 50th episode of BTT, will be all about you. So tune in, get those messages, and like sent out, and spread the word. But that's all the time that we have for this evening. So to all of you, I bid you namaste, brightest blessings, farewell, and good night.